From Puck, the Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, is piloting his private plane over the coast of South America, accompanied by his fellow adventurers, Lil DeVril and Kolu, and by a young South American friend, Ramon O'Reilly. Ramon has enlisted their help against the mysterious giant foes who have tried to cut him off from all contact with his father and his home, and have even attempted to kidnap and murder him. But Jim has outwitted them, and now, as he heads his plane for a private airport in Ramon's native country, they are discussing their next move.
I tell you, Ramon, it's hard to know where to begin our work.
But, Jim, we can begin at only one place. The ranch of my father, the Palacio O'Reilly.
That might be dangerous.
Yes? I am not afraid.
No, I am.
Jim, you jest with me. You are afraid of nothing.
I'm afraid of the four of us going up against the whole army. And that's just what the odds might be.
And against them, you think we can do nothing?
Oh, I didn't say that, Ramon. I hope we'll be able to do plenty.
But what? And when?
We'll figure out what to do when we land in your country and get the real story on what's going on at the ranch.
Well, that will be soon, Jim. We will land soon, huh?
Pretty soon, Ramon. I'll ask our navigator. Lil? Oh, Lil?
Yes, Jim? Want me?
Yes. Ramon, I'd like to know when we hit the airfield.
Oh, well, we're nearly there, Jim. We ought to land in about an hour.
Maybe not one, Jim. Maybe we take longer than 1 hour. The sky over mountain top is very heavy.
All right, Colo, there is a storm brewing. But I think we'll make the field before it strikes.
But what if we do not beat the storm?
Well, then we'll get there a bit later.
Later. Soon it may be too late to help my father.
Well, getting excited won't get us there any faster,
but
Ramon.
They may try to kill him. Did they not try to kill me just to keep me from his side?
Yes, Ramon. But we still don't know why. We don't even know who are trying to stop us.
Steve, maybe.
Maybe, Colo. But what are they after?
Cattle, perhaps.
Say, Ramon, what about that? Any cattle rustlers in your country?
No, Jim. Never have I heard of such.
Ramon, is there anything else on your ranch that thieves might go after?
Well, one thing, perhaps. Oil. But
oil? Did you say oil?
Yes. I think that deep down under one part of the ranch there is much oil. But it would take much money and equipment to get it out.
Oh. Well, they probably couldn't get away with it anyway. Your neighbors would be sure to notice what was going on.
No, Jim. We have no neighbors for 30 miles.
What, Ramon? Then, if your father didn't object, or for some reason he couldn't object, and if you were kept out of the way, then a smart bunch of criminals could steal your oil.
Yes, Jim, but what could they do with it? They could not sell the oil without asking permission from my government.
Maybe they wouldn't want to sell it. Maybe they'd store it for use later. Or maybe they...
One, Jim.
Yes, Colo?
Too many maybe, nothing sure.
Right, Colo. It's all maybe till we get on the ground and collect a few facts.
Better get on ground soon, Juan Jim. Storm coming fast.
Hey, it has gotten a lot worse. Oh, Lil.
Hmm?
Check the map. Where are we now?
Okay, now, just a minute. Let's see. We're 40 minutes away from the field.
Mm-hmm. Not so good. Anything nearer?
Well, just a minute here. I'll take a look. Yes, there's only one field. It's Class A, Del Plata. About 15 minutes flying time due west. Why don't you shoot for that?
Rather not, unless we have to.
Oh, why not, Jim?
Because Del Plata is the local terminus for quite a few airlines from the States.
Uh-oh, I get it. Ramon's enemies might be watching it, huh?
Yes. Del Plata is the logical port of entry to this country by air.
Well, then I guess we'd better try for that private field. I know, I'll get the latest weather report on the radio here.
First in English. All aircraft now operating between the coast and the mountain ranges are warned to make at once for the nearest airfield. A Pampero is advancing along the coast from the Argentine. We repeat this warning. A Pampero.
Okay,
is
Lil. That settles it. We'll have to try for Del Plata.
Well, what about the spies?
We'll worry about them if we get there.
If? Jim!
Yes. If we beat that Pampero into Del Plata. The Pampero, Lil, is a tornado. South American style.
Well, Jim and his friends are in trouble now, clear over their heads. Even before they reach the starting point of their campaign to help Ramon O'Reilly rescue his father. Just how serious the trouble is, even Jim doesn't know yet. But he'll find out, and you will too, when we return to our adventure of Jungle Jim in just a moment. You know, when you ask your news dealer for Puck, the comic weekly, you're asking for America's favorite funnies. Its streamlined full-color pages bring you more than two dozen of your favorite features. Features that make Puck, the comic weekly, stand for Adventure Time and Fun Time. No wonder both grown-ups and youngsters in over 7 million homes all over the country look forward to it. And no wonder the Sunday papers that distribute Puck the Comic Weekly are the leading Sunday papers of the nation. The figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page are your guarantee of excitement, humor, thrills, and action. And right now there's plenty of action ahead with Jungle Jim. Jim is at the controls of his airplane, coaxing every possible bit of speed out of her engine as he races a fast-moving tropical tornado toward the landing field at Del Plata. Lil is back in the cabin, helping Kolu and Ramon with their safety belts.
Let me pull this a bit tighter, Kolu. There, that's fine. That way you won't bounce around too much if it gets bumpy.
Thank you, Miss Lil.
It will get very bumpy, Lil. I know these pamperos.
They're pretty bad, huh, Ramon?
I have no wish to frighten you, but a pampero is a most terrible thing.
Well, it's like a tornado, isn't it?
Yes, but a very special kind. A tornado with hailstones.
What?
And each one is the size of the ball you Americans use for the throwing game, you know?
Baseball? The hailstones are that big?
Lil, in the pasture lands of the ranch of my father, I have seen a whole herd of bulls smashed to pieces like matchsticks by the stones of the pampero.
Ramon, maybe you don't want to frighten me, but you're doing a very good job. Hailstones the size of baseballs? What do you think they'd do if they hit this plane?
I don't know.
Neither do I, but I sure hope we don't find out.
Soon maybe we will. Look, Miss Lil.
What?
There to south.
Where, Oh, my goodness.
Pampero. Like a giant funnel of black eating everything in its path.
And we're heading straight for it. Jim! Oh, Jim!
Yes, Lil?
The pampero!
I see it, Lil.
I'm gonna try to climb over and around it.
Hold tight. Here we go.
It's awfully cold up here, Jim.
Lil? Oh, Lil?
Yes, Jim?
Come forward a minute, will you?
Yeah, I'll be right with you. Yes, Jim, anything wrong?
Buddy, I can't gain any more altitude.
But isn't this high enough? Won't we be above the top of the funnel when it gets near us?
Yes, but not far enough above it to be safe. So we're going to bail out right now.
Bail out?
Yep. You'll find three parachutes under the seats in the cabin. You and Cole and Ramon, put them on front of us.
Oh, hey, Jim. Did you say three chutes?
That's right.
Yes, but there are four of us.
And only three parachutes. One apiece for the passengers. The captain stays with the ship.
Well, I'm not a passenger. I'm a member of the crew.
But I'm still the captain, and I'm responsible for your safety. Get moving.
Oh, please, Jim, I don't want to go down. Good heavens, what's that?
First, the storm on the pampero. Hailstones.
Oh, Jim.
Bill, get back to the others fast, and get into those chutes.
Ramon, now we know what a pampero can do to an airplane.
Yes, Greg. It is a miracle we were not sucked down.
It's another miracle that we're still in the air.
Oh, not much longer. With broken wings, birds do not fly far.
You're right, Cole. The wings on this bird are almost shattered.
Say, Lil, all ready back there?
Yes, Jim.
Everybody have his parachute on?
Well, everybody but you.
Won't need one. I'll land this straight easy. Once I get some passengers overboard. Oh, Cole!
Hold on ready, Juan.
Good. Now, get the cabin door open. And call out when you've done it. I'll try to steady the ship when you jump.
Yes, Juan Jim.
Carlo, got it open?
No. Too much wind against the door.
Jim, I'll help you. All right, Carlo. Both of us put together. No use, Jim. We can't budge it.
This is a three-man job. Lil?
Yeah?
Come here and take over for a minute.
Sure thing, Jim. Can I like this?
Yep. And keep her steady as long as you can.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, Malone. Solo, let's see what we can do together.
One. Two.
Oh,
three.
That does it. Wide open now. All set for three quick jumps. First Colo, then Ramon, and then Lil. I'll give the signal as soon as I get back to my seat. And you wait for it.
Just one, Jim.
Okay, Lil, I'll take over.
Sure, Jim.
Now, if I just get her nose up without shaking off the wings. That's it. Colo!
Just one, Jim.
Jump!
Jim! Jim, he's clear. And his chute open.
Ramon!
Yes, Jim.
You're next. Jump!
He's okay, too, Jim. Oh, yes. Yes, his chute opened fine.
Two down and one to go. You're next, Lil.
Oh, Jim, I'd rather see it through with you right here.
No, no, Lil. Chances aren't good enough. Not compared to your parachute.
Oh,
get along back and wait for my signal.
All right, Jim. I'll see you downstairs.
Ready, Lil?
Ready, Jim.
Good luck and jump.
Okay.
Clear. She's clear. Yes, her chute opened. All three of them in the air. Oh, good. They're all falling close to each other. Not much trouble getting back together again. That is provided I can keep the ship flying long enough to find a place to put her down. Let's see. Oh, gosh, nothing but trees down there. I have to look further on. Uh-oh. This old Betsy is starting to quit on me. Oh, don't, baby, don't. Because if you do, I... Uh-oh. She did. She quit on me. Oh, now we're dropping down fast in a nice long glide. Oh, unless I can clear those trees, this will be my last drop.
Jim is plunging toward the earth in a battered plane with a seemingly dead engine, hoping against hope to make a safe landing and rejoin his fellow adventurers who have just bailed out. Will Jim's luck hold out this time, as it has in the past? Be with us next week at this same time when we continue this dangerous adventure of Jungle Jim.